Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Hunter Biden being compelled to go behind closed doors and answer questions from Republican lawmakers leading impeachment hearings into his father, the president. Republican House members continue seeking evidence that Joe Biden used his time as vice president under Obama to benefit his family financially. Hunter Biden's closed door testimony comes after he had pushed to offer it in an open congressional hearing. Republicans refused, insisting on the closed door setting. President Biden meeting at the White House with top leaders of both parties from Congress while there are just days remaining until another government shutdown deadline. There remain deep divides specifically over the crafting of a workable border security and foreign aid spending bill. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said after the meeting,
Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson said, an idea to deter illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S. must be made paramount before he or House Republicans will sign on to anything involving foreign aid.
The first priority of the country is our border and making sure it's secure.
Earlier, Speaker Johnson opposed a bill that would have allowed the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border if needed. With no measure to fund the government or extend current funding levels, a partial shutdown would start on Saturday at midnight Eastern. Parts of the Midwest under tornado watches and flood alerts early Wednesday as a storm front moves across the country. Areas of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky saw tornado watches posted Wednesday morning, while the Mid-Atlantic region, including Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., expected to see heavy rains and high wind. Apple is announcing plans to cancel its electric car project. Roughly 2,000 employees will be moved over to the Artificial Intelligence Division after 10 years of work on the EV. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden and former President Trump both notched primary election wins in Michigan Tuesday. On the Republican side, Trump defeated challenger Nikki Haley again after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, Biden notched the win. However, many Michigan Arab American voters turned in an uncommitted ballot as a protest vote to President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Some Republicans think President Biden's border visit this week is just a stunt.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz anticipates that if former President Donald Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration. He attributes the potential decline to the enforcement of existing laws by the Republican frontrunner.
USA's John Schaefer. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voicing his support for conducting a comprehensive
Senate impeachment trial for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, the Kentucky Republican expressed his belief a trial would be the optimal path forward. Earlier this month, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas, citing concerns regarding his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. In February, consumer confidence dropped. As reported by the Conference Board, it fell by nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As you can tell, a little bit under the weather here. Got the fungus camugus here, I guess. I don't know what the heck to call it. I'm trying everything short of voodoo to try to conquer this thing. It really has me down. But, hey, look, Rick Manning is here. He's always up, and so he's going to keep us all informed. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Sorry you're not doing well. We'll try to carry the ball today.
Well, you got it. Well, let's talk first of all about Special Counsel Hur. Did he lie or not?
Well, it's a good question. What we'll find out is, well, hopefully we'll get the transcripts. Here's what I will tell you. He came out and he made an affirmative statement that Joe Biden is not competent to stand trial. If Joe Biden is not competent to stand trial, he's not competent to be president. That is a statement that is a dagger to the presidential campaign of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And, you know, and quite honestly, you know, you would think, since I'm not a Biden fan, that I would say, oh, great, yay. But the fact of the matter is, these special counsels, I'm sick of the last three election cycles, 2016, 2020, and now 2024, being driven by the Department of Justice, special counsels, allegations, people coming up and saying things that may or may not be true. It is essentially the Department of Justice putting the thumb on the scale on every single presidential election for the last 8 years.
Right.
That's the danger. Mm. Joe Biden, he's got people around him. There, you know, the government's being run by the people around him. We've known that for a long time. If you pay attention to this show, you certainly know it. Mm. But the fact that we now have the Department of Justice trying to essentially choose the next president and say, well, Joe Biden's not competent, so he can't stand trial, so obviously he can't run for re-election. Isn't that something for the voters to determine? Isn't that something for, you know, he's got people around him, he's got the media around him, his job is to report if a president is not functioning. You know, it's not his job, it's an observation. He's not a trained psychiatrist, he's a guy who's been hired to do one thing, determine, did Joe Biden break the law related to him having classified documents? Mm. He didn't do that job very well.
No.
he found that he had classified documents. He said, oh, yeah, he had them. He's had them for years. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. If you or I did it, we'd be in jail. But
right.
He said, no, we're not prosecuting him, even after he's president, because you can't really prosecute a president. The left knows this. They just ignore it when it's a Republican president. Mm-hmm. But he throws in as an incidental, we're not going to prosecute him, besides he's too addled. That wasn't, that second part wasn't his job, should not have been thrown in. It should not.
What's the same thing that,
what should happen in the future?
Yeah, same thing kind of that Comey used for Hillary Clinton, right?
Right.
I mean, no,
exactly
no
right.
reasonable, no reasonable prosecutor would take on the case.
Right.
I heard from lots of prosecutors.
Well, they were on the unreasonable ones.
Yeah.
It was a, you know, the fact of the matter is they are, we've seen Comey get up and lay out a case against Hillary Clinton and then say, well, nobody would prosecute her, even though she was not president and could have been prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the prosecutors sit there, or the DOJ sit there and launch an investigation on Donald Trump based upon documents that they knew were garbage and violate the FISA laws in order to keep the FISA warrants going while Trump was president. And a special counsel then come out with and say, well, he didn't actually do all that much that was wrong, but, you know, we'll, you could potentially, if you wanted to, maybe prosecute him for obstruction of justice because we had a 2-year investigation that we knew was based on garbage. And the whole purpose of it was to try to get a reason to charge him with obstruction of justice. You know, we had a Ukraine thing that came out of, actually that one didn't come out of DOJ. It came out of leaks, which DOJ would not then prosecute. We have a, you know, and now we have, Mueller and her, and actually not Mueller, Jack Smith and her and Jack Smith sitting there going off and, you know, saying, oh, well, we've got, you know, a president is not allowed to have classified documents that he declassified, but the FBI doesn't recognize the declassification. So he's not allowed to have documents. The president's not allowed to declassify documents, which is essentially what the Jack Smith case is about.
Exactly.
Does the president have a right to declassify documents without permission from the FBI?
When is SCOTUS going to step in? You know, when is SCOTUS going to step in? Or is it just has to go through the painful process of the idiocy that's going, you know, from court to court until we finally, you know, hopefully the Supreme Court has reason and say, you know, you guys, you know, grow up, stop. This is ridiculous.
Well, SCOTUS allows it to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just be clear. John Roberts is desperately trying to avoid, as he did in 2020, having to make rulings that deal with the presidential election. He's been wounded by the idea that it's a conservative court that, and he doesn't want, you know, since the Chief Justice ends up with their names on the, you know, the Rehnquist court that did this or the Berger court or whatever.
Right.
If they get their names on the decisions, on the overall court tenor, and he doesn't want his name on anything that's at all, shall we say, radical, or difference making,
or conservative, or whatever. Yeah,
conservative,
right.
And so he's desperately trying to avoid having an Al Gore v. Bush type of case in front of his court. And it's a, because he doesn't win it either way.
Mm-hmm.
So Supreme Court, I'm not looking at the Supreme Court as being salvation in any of this. Ultimately, they may do some things to try to ameliorate it, but every time they take one step in one direction, they take a step in another, the
exactly.
opposite direction
mm-hmm.
to try to,
you're right.
try to be middle ground. I do believe that there's a, the other point, and most people don't know this, but John Roberts is in charge of the FISA court. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is
exactly.
in charge of the FISA court. He ultimately is the one who can come in and say, this system was abused. We need to reform this system. We're going to fix it. He could do that. He could do that on his own power this morning.
Mm.
And yet, we're sitting there fighting in Congress about nuances to try to fix the FISA court, and the intel community won't allow real reforms. But John Roberts could reform it right now with a snap of fingers. So I'm not all that hopeful John Roberts is the answer.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, maybe it's misguided on my part. I'm Bill Martinez. This is Rick Manning. We're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick on the other side. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Manning, America's for Limited Government. I am stepping in for Bill temporarily. Bill is, as he told you, is a little bit under the weather, and so he asked me to fill in the breach, and so here I am. The one of the things that I think is interesting is we saw the primary campaign and Nikki Haley getting pounded in South Carolina by Donald Trump and vowing to continue to stay in the race. And we know that the reason she's staying in the race is A, because she's got funders who will keep her in the race, and B, because she's attempting to undermine Donald Trump's ability to win in November. Remember, the Haley campaign, this has really been underreported. The Haley campaign, their entire strategy is, you know, we can't win in November. We can't, or we can't win with Republican voters to become the nominee. So our objective is to get Democrat people who would vote for Joe Biden in the general election to cross over and vote for Nikki Haley in the primary election. She did that in New Hampshire. She did in Iowa. She did in South Carolina. The problem she has with that strategy is there's only like two states left on Republican primaries where you can depend upon independents or Democrats to actually give you votes. And so she is now facing a Republican set of Republican primaries where she will have to win with Republican voters. And the fact of the matter is it will be revealed exactly what she's doing because her appeal is still going to go at independent voters and at people who might be swing voters. And the attempt is she's running an opposition campaign on behalf of Biden in order to stop Donald Trump. That's all it is. It's nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, sometimes primaries reveal who people are. And unfortunately, the primary system is truly revealing who Nikki Haley is. We have an article up on DailyTorch.com today talking about that and talking about how, you know, she needs to be careful because once those people are using her to do as much damage as they can. Once they're rid of you, they're rid of you. And she's going to get thrown to the wayside and promising career is going to be, you know, really ruined because of the sad decisions she's been making over the last couple months. So that's one thing to look at as you look ahead for the primary season. We did have the primaries in Michigan last night. As expected, Donald Trump and Joe Biden won. A little bit of excitement on the Democrat side in that a number of – most people don't realize that Michigan has a significant Muslim population, significant Arab population. Dearborn elsewhere have essentially are they're unlike other places in America, and they're really kind of Arab ghettos. And so there's a, and I don't mean ghetto in the term of a negative connotation, but in terms of the old style connotation of just being a place where people of certain ethnicity get together. Anyway, so that's a, and so Michigan, 13% of the voters in Michigan, Democrat voters in Michigan, voted that they would not. They were uncommitted for the presidency. And that was based on a campaign run by some people on the left, actually, to try to send a message to Joe Biden that support for Israel will cost him votes in the general election and will cause him potential electoral peril. There's a lot of pressure coming in on Joe Biden from the left to become very overtly pro-Hamas. It's somewhat shocking that 13% of Democrats voting in the primary are pro-Hamas in Michigan, but that's the reality. That's the reality in America. It's the reality of the presidential race. And coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective is somewhat shocking that the electoral power that's being gained and gathered by the Arab community, the Muslim community is becoming so large. And quite honestly, I think it's going to influence future Democrats running for office as to how they handle the Middle East. And that's the intent of it. So while we look at Talib Rashid and others, Ilhan Omar, as we sort of say, oh, they're anomalies. The fact of the matter is they're not anomalies. They're representing a significant portion of the Democratic Party and, as a result, a significant portion of America. And it is it's a political turn that is it's dangerous for U.S. policy in the Middle East. And it's dangerous for America that the only democracy in the Middle East is being threatened with extermination. And a number of Americans are cheering it on. Whereas most people see from the river to the sea as being a slogan that is, in fact, anti-Semitic and designed to terminate the Jews.
there are a number of people in America, a significant percentage of people in America, who embrace that slogan and believe that is that there's nothing wrong with it. It's a transformation that's somewhat shocking because of how rapid it's coming, but it's not surprising when you look at our immigration policies and what we've been doing over the past 20 years as it's related to refugee policies out of the Middle East and out of Arab countries. So you sit there and you look at it and you say, wait a second, we have now the refugee policies now have a actual political impact on America. And I think most Americans are not prepared for that and are somewhat shocked by it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with that related to the fight over immigration at the border and the almost 10 million people who've come across the border illegally since Donald Trump left the office of the presidency, since Joe Biden became president. And, you know, the impact that wave, which is about 3% of all of America, of our entire population, the impact that wave has as people are distributed around the country and become voting blocks, which is the obvious intent, is to turn refugees into voters as rapidly as possible. So that's your, you know, from the primary perspective, that's the real news out of the primary, is that Michigan, a state which Donald Trump won in 2016, which Joe Biden won in 2020, a state that has that should be a competitive state in 2024. 13% of the Democrats voting in the primary voted no to Joe Biden over his Middle East policy. If you don't think that's going to impact what Joe Biden does in the Middle East in the next 3-4 months, you haven't been paying attention to to Joe Biden and how his campaign desperately caters to, and his presidency caters to people based upon a need to get votes. And it's this has massive impact on U.S. foreign policy, and it is extremely dangerous. Something people have to pay attention to, and quite honestly, it's a natural result of our immigration policies over the last 20 years. So it's what's kind of similar to when you look at Minnesota, and I know we're jumping between M states here, but yeah, people listen to the show are smart and can handle it. In Minnesota, it used to be that if you were a Republican, you had to win something called the Iron Range, which is a massive mining area in northern Minnesota, which was traditionally Democrat because it's heavily unionized. And it was, and that was where the Democrats maintained their strength, in Minnesota. So we've got a change going on because Ilhan Omar and the Somalis have, you know, kind of taken over Minneapolis politics. And so we're seeing these impacts of our immigration policy already. We need to close the border before we see those impacts all across America and we lose electoral control of our country. This is Rick Manning. I am America's for Limited Government, dailytorch.com. If you want to check us out, Bill is ill, and we will be right back but more from the Bill Martinez Show. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Dan Biddle is going to be joining us in just a few moments, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. We're having Dan back because I got to tell you, this movie is so important. You must make this a priority in your life to see this. It's going to be a Fathom event. It's set to debut via Fathom on March 20th and 21st of this year. The tickets are now available. You must see this and, you know, bring families, bring friends. Busloads of your churches should attend this. It is that significant. And Dan Biddle will explain, you know, why. And I think early on, one of the things that we discussed, Dr. Biddle and myself, was that, you know, the significance of Noah's Flood, things have got lost in translation, and we need to revisit why, you know, what was God thinking? What was happening on the earth that God, you know, got to the point and said, I regret, you know, and of course, this is, in a sense, I mean, this is Holy Spirit inspired. You know, so we're trying to, you know, put our understanding of what God said or somehow, you know, might have implied or however way you want to interpret this, that he was disappointed with his creation. I mean, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks, I don't know what will. Dr. Dan Biddle joins us now. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you much for having me on. I'm excited to do this again.
Yeah, this is so important again, and I'm glad we could have a little bit more time to talk about this. And the thing that I want to focus on in this particular point, Dan, is that, you know, what God, how he must have been so aggrieved with his creation, a creation that not that long before, you know, you might say, he finished it off by saying it was very, very good. It was very good. All the other steps were good, but the crowning jewel of his creation was very good. And we go from very good to very bad. How grievous must that have been for our Holy Father?
You know, it's incredible because God loves us so much that he gave us free will as part of that very good creation. And we're the ones who chose to mess it up and go against him by eating from the forbidden tree. But he still loved us enough to give us free will. But you're right. Everything was, the plants and the animals worked together. You know, we were supposed to eat only the green plants. The animals were only supposed to eat the green plants. And God called it very, very good. But when you look on YouTube nowadays and you type in a video that says, watch a Komodo dragon eat a deer alive or a pig alive, that's not part of a very good creation. Something had to happen to bring death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, cancer into the world. And it was our choices that did that. So God did choose to rewipe the world with the flood. And, of course, he sent us Christ to redeem us from that curse of sin and death.
And the thing that's sad about this, Dan, is that as we get a little bit of glimpse of God's glory and understand how evil that is, a Komodo dragon eating another animal, if you have the comprehension and the capacity to see that evil, I think that in of itself could be life-changing, because you realize in an instant, this is not the way the Father planned it to be.
You know, what's amazing is I believe that we all have Eden in our hearts. We know that death is so grievous because it's not natural. We were designed to live forever, but it was the choice of our forefathers, you know, Adam and Eve, that brought sin, death, suffering into the world. So God created everything perfect in 6 days, called it very good, commanded us and the animals to eat only seed-bearing plants and vegetation. And then, but he said, if you eat from the fruit of the middle of the tree, you will surely die. And that's exactly what happened. God says, you know, to dust from you came, and dust you're going to now return. So he's talking about physical death, not a spiritual death, but a physical death. And we brought about all those things to us in this world. When you see a video of an animal eating another animal, there's something internal in you that knows that's not right. I wish I could stop it. Yeah.
And then here, of course, the lie starts in the Garden of Eden, and it began with Satan, the evil one, questioning, did God really say, right?
You know, that is one of the most profound verses in Scripture, because it's the lie that shook the universe. Mm-hmm. When the enemy tempted Adam and Eve and said, did God really say? And, you know, I see millions of Christians falling for that same lie today. When they graduate college, when they go through college, they're asking, did God really say? And we're only living through the prophetic time, because 2 Peter 3 promises and prophesied that in the last days, people will deny those two things, creation out of water and destruction by water. And that's exactly what's happening when you go to college today, is that all youth across America are required to take at least 6 core unit classes, base curriculum classes like geology and anthropology and other classes, that they're going to get doused in evolution teaching, and they're going to graduate from college believing there was no creation out of nothing and there was no destruction by a flood. So we're actually living through prophetic times when Peter said, he says, above all else, know that in the last days scoffers will come. And we're here. We're living through those days right now.
Yes, that even God's elect would be confused, and that they would be convinced of the lie. This is how dangerous this is, and it's why with this admonition, you know, our defense is, again, in our choosing, which got us here in the first place, as you said, our defense is to choose rightly, to choose those things. You know, Jesus said, it's not by food I live, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Boy, I'll tell you, that tells you something significant. And for these last of the last days, you know, I thought it was quite interesting that two things that Dr. Billy Graham said, which he very rarely did he ever comment on the prophetic. In my understanding and experience and having worked on his campaign in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, never heard him talk about, you know, eschatology or, the prophetic. But when asked by a reporter, Dr. Graham, are we living in the last days? He said, without hesitation, he said, these are the last of the last days. And wow. I thought that was pretty profound, you know, coming from him. And the other thing was asked is, do you have any regrets? And he said, the regret I have is that I didn't spend more time in the Word of God. This is Billy Graham saying this, right?
Wow. You know, the Bible has several markers for us, one of which is the spirit of lawlessness will increase in the last days. Mm. And did you know, when I was a teenager, I'm 55 now, but when I was a teenager, if you were caught with marijuana, you know, you could go to jail as a teenager. You could go to juvenile hall, and they have all kinds of rules and regulations. But, you know, I can hop in my car now and drive down the interstate and look at billboards that say 1-800-DIAL-MARIJUANA to your house. We'll deliver it straight to your front door.
Right.
And you can walk in grocery stores in California and grab as much of the produce as you want, put it in your shirt, and walk out the front door. They have a no-chase, no-stop policy.
Up to $1,000 now, Dan. Up to $1,000 worth of product. So whether it's a grocery store, a jewelry store, you know, the bash-and-grab-and-run type thing is very accepted in the state of California, sadly. This is so dangerous when you start accepting evil, right?
Very much. It's the spirit of lawlessness that has been increasing, and it's really prophetic.
Well, we've got more to discuss with Dr. Dan Biddle, this incredible movie. Again, this is one of those appointments that you must make. Save the date. Put it on your calendar. Also, make sure you go out and get your tickets. A Fathom event that will take place on March 20th and 21st. Tickets are now available. The movie we're talking about is The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Dan Biddle on the other side of the break.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Dan Biddle, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Dan, when this project came to you, what was your first reaction?
You know, I've always known in my heart that this movie had to come out because of how the flood evidence really changed my own life. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's... When I went to Canada and I overlooked the Dinosaur Provincial Park, I saw a 14-mile stretch of land that was filled with dead dinosaurs buried under 50 feet of mud, and they were buried with clams, fish, and oysters. And I thought, my gosh, how much higher did the water have to be over this region to bury 10,000 dinosaurs over a 14-mile stretch of land under 50 feet of mud? And I'll never be able to unsee what I saw that day. It became very obvious to me that Genesis 6 to 9 is real history. And for me, it was like being born again. It's where I went to a chiropractic adjustment and my head was able to click in line with my heart. And it was life-changing.
Wow. Yeah, this must have been. I can only imagine, just as you're sharing with us, you know, the sight and the confirmation of what you had been reading in the Word of God, and you see the reality of this frozen in time, left as a memorial and a significant. And this is the thing about God. When you study God, you see from time to time, because even when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, in time and again, they would stop and they would place rocks or some memorial to remind them of what had happened, right? And in a sense, God allows this memorial to be exposed there, and you're able to see it. And again, I guess part of that is for you to receive, you know, marching orders from God to say, look at this is just the beginning, what I'm showing you, and you need to show this to other people.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen is learning about the Morrison Formation, which is a 13-state formation in the middle of America. It's 13 interconnected states, a 600,000-square-mile area that's filled with dead dinosaurs, millions upon millions of them, and they're buried with fish, clam, mammals, and even birds, which dinosaurs were supposed to evolve into. So I had to ask myself, what on earth could lay down a 300-foot-thick pancake layer of dirt over 13 states and fill it with millions of dinosaurs? And if that doesn't scream worldwide flood, I don't know what is. the enemy has obfuscated and kept this truth away from Christians today, and we're going to unveil it in our flood movie and prove to people that Noah's flood really happened.
Yeah, exactly. And why it happened, Dan? This is the other thing too, is that people need to understand that God is righteous, and because He's righteous and just, He has to, if you're the lawgiver, you've got to be the one who oversees the law and punishes it for correction, right?
You know, it was really out of God's mercy that He sent the flood and preserved humanity by taking the 8 humans in Noah's family and putting them on the ark, because everything else perished because God said He looked upon man and the thoughts and the intentions of his heart were evil continually. And we can only imagine what that would look like. But God in His mercy took the fallen dominion of man and all the humans that were just scrappy evil and buried them under sediment. And God says, I will destroy them with the earth. And that's why we find really no post, pre-flood human remains, because God scrubbed them from memory through the flood.
Yes. But there's a reason that God has pulled back the veil for us to see the evidence of what happened, Dan, as you reported. And of course, what this movie will do, just like you, it's going to be life changing. I mean, when I saw it in our first conversation, I thought, well, this is way significant. I mean, we need to be aware of this. We need to get, as you said earlier off air, we were talking about, we need to get eyes, and I say souls, in front of this movie.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's all about, isn't it? After everything is said and done.
You're absolutely right. And, this is not a brag on me or the film or the director, but just quite honestly, having now seen this movie through the pre-screener, shown to over 1,000 people, I honestly can't imagine anyone not being moved by this film. You could take the most hardened skeptic, agnostic, atheist, pick whoever you want. If they can sit through this hour and 52 minutes, it's going to move them. It's going to cause them to think about things. It's going to cause them to realign their perspectives and their worldview. A lot of this evidence is quite frankly undeniable, and it's obvious, and it's worldwide. I mean, how do you bury a 13-state region with dead dinosaurs and mix it up with fish, birds, and clams? How do you do that without a worldwide flood? I mean, it's the most obvious thing. And put them in a 300-foot thick pancake of mud that swaths over 13 states. I mean, come on, people. It's the most obvious thing ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, taking on the skeptic's mindset, if Noah's flood did happen, how should we realign our thinking?
You know, what it did for me is I became a Christian when I was 11, fell away from the Lord until I was about 17, went through a little rebel time, and then came back, and then went to seminary in my 20s and 30s, and the seminary taught me, well, you know, if you want to believe in the Hebrew, the original authors are talking about a young earth because the 6 days are real ordinary earth rotation days, and the genealogy of Genesis 5 and 10 lead back to, all the way up to Christ, who lived, it's a 6,000-year picture from start to finish. They said, well, but if you believe in science, the earth has to be millions of years old, so go figure it out. And that caused me to live in a place of unrooted faith for years, because I didn't know where to put cavemen, where to put saber-toothed cats, where to put the flood, if it was a progressive flood or a local flood. I didn't know any of that stuff until I ran headlong into the evidence myself, which we put in this movie, that really undeniably shows that it was a worldwide catastrophe that buried everything, including the dinosaurs. So I will never walk into a museum and see it the same again. I walk into museums and I see the truth. What's in the displays are true, but everything they say about them is not. I mean, there's no, do you know that evolutionists have now run out of excuses for explaining soft tissue. They're no longer even trying, because now the list is up to 122 peer-reviewed journal articles that have substantiated 16 different types of bioorganic tissues found in dinosaur bones that simply can't be millions of years old.
You know, it is astonishing. Again, you go from then and you fast forward to today, 2024, and you consider Noah's flood through the perspective of the end times that we were in. Clearly, I believe that we are in the end times. And this message that humanity, that God's creation, must hear and must be aware of, Dan. Break that down for us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will break it down for you. Some of the other ministries that are aware of this film have decided to put it under covers and not promote it widely, which is a travesty. Wow. Because we talk about end times. They're like, oh my gosh, we agree with 95% of this movie, but because you talk about end times, we really can't touch it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What did Jesus say about Noah's flood? Jesus himself in Matthew 24 said he drew the flood as a comparison to end times. Jesus himself said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be with the coming of the Son of Man. People will be eating and drinking and having a great time, not thinking about judgment. So if Jesus is going to pull the metaphor together, we're going to pull it out too. And in the last 5 or 10 minutes of this movie, we say, look, there was a judgment in the past. There's another judgment coming. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be bold and profoundly proclaim that message to say there's a judgment in the past. There's a judgment in the future. Get ready for it, because Christ has extended grace and salvation to all who will believe.
Well, Dr. Dan Biddle, in a sense, we're the metaphorical men and women on the wall. We're the watchmen on the wall. And we're sounding the alarm. We would be irresponsible not to do so. For those, and my prayer is, look at the people that need to hear this message and see this movie, I trust that God, will penetrate, through the stiffness and the hardness of heart of these institutions, churches, and otherwise, that would try to block this important message. This is critical. This is now information that you must be aware of, because God gives us prophecy. He gives us warning, to protect us, not to steal away our joy or our fun, does he?
So true. I don't want to be like a lobster boiled in a pot 2 degrees at a time and is not aware of what's going on around us. These are very interesting times we're living through, and this movie is going to provide a compelling case to get your spiritual act in order.
And the thing is that, God gives you the option to be on the winning side. We are free choice agents.
It's a free gift.
Exactly. And there will be winners and losers. And Dr. Dan Biddle, we want everybody listening to this to be winners, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
They're and their families.
Thanks for having me on again. This is terrific. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. Fathom event coming up March 20th, 21st. Tickets are now.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer category.